Welcome, everybody, to Thursday. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. You know how I know today is going to be a good day?
How do you know today is going to be a good day, other than the fact that you were awake and were able to get out of bed?
Yeah,
it's always a good day when you wake up and get out of bed.
It usually is a good start to the day when you wake up.
Yeah.
But do you notice anything different about how I'm doing the show this morning?
No.
I got both earbuds in my ears.
Oh, is that different than the last few days?
Last few days, for whatever reason, there's been a little something going on here. And I was only getting input from one channel.
Hate when that happens.
I do. I hate it because I don't feel complete. And
right.
So I was getting used to having one earbud in and listening to you yammer on with the other.
So now your one ear is slightly more damaged than the other one because it's been taking more abuse the last few days than the other one.
Our engineers, the brilliant individuals that they are, fixed it. I sent an email and they actually fixed it.
Seth uses political headphones, by the way. John Boehner speaks to him through the right ear.
Yes.
Audio from President Obama, whatever comes through the left ear.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that's why I'm bleeding profusely from the left ear.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, did you get your GOP gift this morning?
I didn't.
There was a truckload of brand new $100 bills for us to sift through and pick the ones that we wanted to. Did you not?
I did not get mine.
Oh, what a shame. Huh. You must be on the wrong side.
Hmm.
Apparently, this time, you know, we've talked about that the $100 bills have gone through, what, three prints?
They've been having problems with the printing of the new $100 bill, which is a multicolored bill, apparently, to dissuade counterfeiters from being able to print it.
And you know what counterfeiters that we specifically are having the most problem with?
I believe it's either the Iranians or the Koreans.
It's the North Koreans. Yeah. They were printing hundreds of millions of dollars of bogus hundreds every all the time.
Because some of these teapot countries, like North Korea, their currency is worthless outside of their border, and the American dollar spends anywhere.
Yeah. And so that's the main reason that we went to this. Now, I haven't seen. Do you have one?
I don't.
Huh.
$100 bills?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I have several right here.
Allow me to pick from. Oh, this one's wrinkled. I don't want this one.
Apparently, we need to keep changing the money. I mean, the $100 bill that we grew up with as kids was in circulation for decades.
Forever.
We need to keep updating them because the counterfeiters get better and better. So we have more holographic images. We have that special ink that changes color depending on what size. We have more micro printing in this one because their counterfeiting technology gets better and better.
There was a time travel show on TV a couple of years ago, and the guy went back in time, and he tried to get a cab with the new $20 bill with the oversized picture of Jackson, and the cab driver called the cops.
Like, what are you trying to do, buddy?
This doesn't even look real. What are you doing here?
The only thing that's bad is that it looks more and more like Monopoly money.
That's exactly where I was
going. The different changes.
The $10 bill really bothers me because it's pink. I don't want pink money.
Well, the $100 bill is going to be multicolored, apparently, right?
Yeah. And the $50 bill has all the red printing because it's got an American flag as part of its safeguard. It doesn't look right either. And now the $100 bill.
Yeah.
Our money used to look better when we were young.
I know. It used to have some kind of Americana to it.
Yes.
You know? But
at least we don't have a beaver on our money like Canada.
Well, Canada, let's see. The $1 coin has a duck on it, has a loon on it.
That's right. Yes. They call it the loony.
The queen, I think it's Queen Elizabeth, I believe.
Right. Probably.
Is on the $2 coin, or what the Canadians call a toosie.
Oh, brother.
And the $5 coin has Queen Elizabeth on the front and has people playing hockey on the back. It's blue.
Okay, let me ask you this.
We won't go to coins, unfortunately, like other countries.
Unfortunately?
It would certainly save a lot of money because the coins last a lot longer than paper money. Paper money's got to be replaced. It costs a fortune to replace it.
No, we're just going to make the jump to having everybody chipped. So therefore, you can just scan your chip and it'll automatically deduct it out of your account. Have you seen on TV there is a coin that is being offered by one of these gold pushers? I can't think.
Franklin Mint?
No, it's not the Franklin Mint. This is a legitimate American coin. It is 1.5 ounces of silver, and I think it's got a panda bear on one side, a polar bear on one side, and Queen Elizabeth on the other? What the heck? This is supposed to be an American coin. It's being pushed by one of these gold, like, Merit Financial or Gold Line.
You can't spend it, though. It's just a collector coin.
It's an investment.
You're buying silver.
It's a 1.5 ounce of physical silver.
It's not legal
silver.
Tender.
Correct.
It's an investment vehicle for people who want to hold the precious metal.
But why does it have the queen on it? I don't think we've had any allegiance to the queen in over 200 and some years, have we?
A lot of other things to put
Although I think she's thinking about maybe trying to take us over again now with all of the government problems we're having.
No!
This would be a good time to send the fleet.
Now would be a good time to take the colonies back.
Right.
WSAU, Wisconsin More News. We'll be right back.
Hey, the new $100 bill went into circulation today, so make sure to burn all your old $100 bills. This is the new bill. Part of the reason they updated it is to stay ahead of all the counterfeits being produced in North Korea. Apparently, they produce tens of millions of dollars worth of counterfeit bills. But this one has a number of new security features. When you hold it up to the light, there's a watermark of Benjamin Franklin on the right-hand side and a naked lady on the left-hand side. And I thought this is cool. It comes in four exciting new flavors: grape, bubblegum, root beer, and lemon berry squeeze. So they say this is the most technologically advanced piece of paper you will ever cram into a stripper's underpants.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.